let's talk a little bit about the letter that you received from the governor, as well as the lieutenant governor, House Speaker, and Attorney General.
To me, it's kind of funny because this is a response to our response. But I think someone really dropped the ball. We should have been at least part of the process. You know, if somebody's going to change laws, you might want to talk to people who actually have to enforce the laws, or actually not just enforce them, but also interpret them, right? Because it's one thing to say this is illegal. How is this going to affect not only our offices and then trickle down to the county? Because ultimately, the counties are responsible for the budgets that are set for each of the district attorneys. So testing, obviously, is what's going to be the biggest expenditure. You know, we have serious cases that we actually have to enforce. You know, we got this week alone, we had three trials. One was a murder, aggravated robbery, and then the other one was aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. You know, so whenever we're trying to prioritize which is more important to our office, don't get me wrong, everything is important. But when we're going to spend our resources, I think it should go to those types of cases as opposed to somebody who has perhaps a joint or a personal possession of a flower or leafy substance, which I cannot tell you is either meets the legal definition of hemp or meets the legal definition of marijuana without a test.
And to that, the governor says, you know, hey, you guys just use circumstantial evidence. Other DAs have said that's good enough for them. What is your response to him saying, you know, circumstantial evidence used to be good enough? Why is it not good enough anymore?
That argument to me is actually, I can't believe someone would even say that argument. You know, let's use circumstantial evidence in cases where circumstantial evidence, it would be the lowest grade of evidence, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, here we have science. We have actual results that we need to produce. And the burden's always on the state of Texas, right? And that burden I carry, and carry it alone. And if I can't prove what a substance is, and I know the technology's out there, you know, I ethically don't feel I can go forward. And the juries nowadays are very smart. They're very intellectual. They know that science and testing is out there. And if you don't provide that to them, they're going to hold you accountable for it. That's the bottom line. And so as a prior defense attorney, my argument all day of the week would be the burden's on the state of Texas.
You being on the front lines prior to becoming the DA, being a defense attorney, and also working with the Calaveras, does that sort of put you right there? Like, let me ask you this better question. Do you agree with our state's marijuana laws?
The laws are what they are, you know, and luckily I have discretion to implement them the way I want to. But the way this new hemp law has been implemented, at least from my perspective and perception, is that we can no longer go forward on these cases because I don't, without the lab result.